Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, welcome into the podcast, The Counter Show, coming to you live from SEMA Setup. This is the last day for setup here at the Las Vegas Convention Center, 2022. SEMA Show 2022. My good friend Keith here with me. Great to see you guys.
What's up, everybody? I'm moving my mic. Keep going, Jay.
Yeah, no problem. But we wanted to bring you a little behind the scenes here today. Got a little video out there. You want to watch that? You'll see what's going on around here. We're still in the middle of setup. They are still in the middle of setup, but we have the luxury of being able to kind of walk around and check some things out before the show even starts. So you're getting an exclusive look into.
Me stumbling around with the microphone.
Yes, exactly. So
I don't know of anybody else, Jay, on the interwebs or the intertubes or the YouTubes or the socials that is out here giving everybody a behind-the-scenes setup look at SEMA 2022. So
I haven't seen anybody here.
You're getting it here. You guys need to make sure you ring the bell, subscribe, because there's going to be all kinds of content coming, breaking loose, starting right now and for the rest of the week, inside and outside of this place. We've got some great stuff lined up. We've got some interviews lined up with some really cool manufacturers and vendors. We've got some reveals.
Ooh, reveals. Everybody likes reveals. Wow. So Keith and I made the right move by getting in here a day earlier than we normally do, just because we knew how hectic it would be trying to get you guys an exclusive look in like this before the show starts. So we wanted to get here earlier. Weather's great.
So right before we started this, there was all kinds of construction equipment. There's a crane sitting behind us, right?
Right there.
And I was kind of hoping, like, you're going to get it. As we continue this, if you're listening to this on the podcast side, we're here in the convention center. You're going to hear setup noises going on.
Absolutely. This is the south hall, connects to the central hall over to my right. And then beyond that, you've got a west hall.
It's
huge.
There's buildings and buildings and buildings. It's a small city.
It really is. And what's amazing to me, and I've told you, our audience, before, I've exhibited over at Apex for many years, but being able to walk these shows and bring it to you guys is a completely different perspective. So we're having a blast doing these things for you guys. So like Keith said earlier on, make sure you you subscribe to our socials, our YouTube channel, and our podcast, because that helps us continue to do these things.
So I have some predictions.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay. So if you haven't seen the little intro reel that we've got out there on this, we Jay took you through the Jeep booth. I guess it's really not a booth. Booth is an understatement.
It's a pavilion, man.
They've got a charging station there. They've got 4xE set up. It's cool. Stellantis is going to be probably the largest presence here.
Yes.
So my prediction is, first thing we saw, right inside the front door, in the first hall we walked in, there was a Rivian sitting there. Now, I can remember, we've talked about this several years back, there was one Tesla. It was the only electric vehicle that we saw at the entire show. And it wasn't even an official. Tesla wasn't here. It was just a garage company showing off their Tesla.
Right.
I predict, as we go through the show over the next couple days, am I shaking the table?
Yeah, shaking.
Sorry.
It's all good. This is live TV.
So I can't put
guys.
My hands on the table?
No, you can do that.
My prediction is.
Yes, there you go. More fuel.
There's going to be tons of EVs here this year. And that's a first for SEMA.
Yeah.
There have been EVs shoved off in, what was it, the North Hall or whatever before.
Yes. Hidden.
we're going to full-on have them in the main show areas.
Everywhere.
All kinds of them. I mean, I already know that because there's 4xEs up there. 4xEs, there's a Grand Cherokee 4xE up there.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. I mean, it's been kind of fun to watch the progression over the last several, few years.
Yep.
And like we said, you know, from the Performance Racing Industry show last year, they had a whole section that was nothing but electric vehicles. So this is something that's not going to go away. I think that it can fit into what we're doing, even with the internal combustion engine side. I think that there's room for both.
Yeah. But I think the fact that you have, you know, Ford brought a Mach-E last year. They brought that F-100 that was electrified.
Yeah.
Jeep's got three different models just right now sitting in there. So I think we're going to see more of that.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, I think there's going to be a ton more Overland. This is a big shift this year. Ford's not here. GM's not here. If you didn't know that, you haven't been listening to our podcast.
Truth.
And you can go find that podcast over on our website at partscounterguru.com. Click on the podcast links tab. We're gonna have all kinds of more podcasts after this one. So if audio is your thing and you're not on the video side, you can find us there. I gotta quit shaking the table.
It's okay.
So what else? So there, you know, we've got some outside stuff lined up. A week or so ago, Ken Block released the Electricana.
Right. It's the Audi e-tron.
Yep. Hoonatron. Think is what they were calling it.
Yep.
And that video was shot here in Las Vegas.
Right on the strip.
It's an all-electric. That thing was insane. If you haven't seen that video, we'll try to get you a link to it. Check it out. They're playing it back on the screens here in the hall.
So there's a lot of love being given to that sector of the automotive industry. And we're happy to see that because, again, I think there's some cool things that can happen in that side of, sector of the industry. We're just kind of peeling the layers back a little bit now. But it's going to be fun. The other big thing that Keith and I noticed that was happening when we first started bringing you guys these shows, we first started coming here and broadcasting, is the Overland experience. The Overland experience has really basically taken over an entire hall now. So that's really cool to see. And again, like he said, make sure you're subscribed so you can watch some of the exclusive videos and podcasts that we're going to have from the West Hall with a pretty cool company that just has been around for a couple years. So make sure you stay tuned to that exclusive broadcast of that one, too. I'm just, you know, here's what's amazing to me. As we sit here, there's a lot of bare floors, right?
I'm going to show everybody. Keep talking.
Go ahead.
Can you drive the ship for a minute?
I'm
going to go down to the engine room.
Okay.
Grab a couple parts. All right.
Number one?
Yep.
Go
there
ahead.
There you go.
Yeah. So anyway, Keith's going to take this and walk you around. And you can just see. So what I was trying to tell you guys was that there is carpet rolls everywhere right now. They've yet to get all this stuff down. We're actually sitting in a lunch area. That was probably for the crew firsthand, the crews, I should say, but this will all be carpeted, so they'll have to move all this stuff out as well. But this thing will be loaded with signage and lights and music and you name it. They've got until probably about midnight tonight to get this finally completely set up for tomorrow. Show starts, I think, at 9:30 a.m., Keith and I will be here first thing in the morning before the show even starts, before they start letting the general population in here. And we're going to just absolutely have a blast showing you around the entire show. We got some events that are going to be going on outside. We've got the Optima Battery booth, which is going to be in the Silver Lot. They've got some interesting things going on this year. I think they've got a couple of Rivian builds that they posted up that we're really excited to see as well. It's endless. We could sit here and talk about what's going to be happening tomorrow all night long and probably not even cover everything that they're going to be doing. I'm back. I don't know.
What I miss?
You didn't miss anything. I don't know that we really need to get into much more.
Oh, you got to listen. I'm not going to give away the farm tonight.
No,
right?
You do have to listen, but we just wanted to take this opportunity to let you guys know we're here. And you got to follow us and you got to subscribe so you can catch all this this coverage that we're going to be bringing you. We're having fun doing it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, is this the part where I got to put the headphones on and get ready for an outro?
Yeah, you got it, man.
All right, so again,
www.partscounterguru.com. From that website, you've got podcast links, you've got a YouTube channel link, you've got all that. You can follow us on Spotify for the podcast. You can go to Apple, Google, you name it. We're on every platform out there. Follow us on Facebook. We're going to be heavy on Facebook this time, so make sure you catch some of that action. We are also going to be, my mind is blowing. My mind is absolutely blowing. I'm so excited about bringing this to you guys tomorrow. So
I got one.
You do?
Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, what?
No, go ahead.
All right, guys. I totally forgot.
This is cool.
I want to hear from you. We want to hear from you.
Yeah.
I've got an exclusive opportunity for our fans, viewers, watchers. Viewers and watchers is the same. Listeners. I meant listeners. Watchers and listeners. Watchers and viewers listeners. And listeners. What do you want to see? What do you want us to cover? Go to SEMAShow.com. Take a look at the exhibitors list.
Yeah.
Okay? Go to the website. Go to SEMAShow.com. Take a look at the list of exhibitors. It's literally under exhibitors, right, Jay?
That's it. It's free. You can go on there. It's free. You don't even have to...
Hit us up on Twitter,
yeah,
at The Counter Show. Tell us what you want to see. I'm looking for your feedback. If you want us to go film a segment, interview somebody, if you want a look inside a vehicle, go look at the exhibitors list, pick some stuff out, tweet it to us at The Counter Show, which is, I think that's our handle, but it's The Parts Counter Gurus on Twitter, at The Counter Show, I think.
At The Counter Show is the handle, yes.
Let us know what you want to see from the exhibitors list. We will get you that content. Hit us up. We'll pick a few.
Make sure you tag the SEMA Show, too. If you post anything, if you comment, just hit hashtag SEMA2022. SEMA Show 2022, is that right?
I think so.
And then if you want to follow the SEMA Show themselves on Facebook, they are at The SEMA Show on Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. So you can follow them as well. But, make sure you stay tuned. We're going to go get some dinner. It's Halloween.
Oh, I can't wait.
We're going to go put our costumes on.
I literally cannot wait.
Yeah.
So, okay, you guys got to stay plugged in. The best is yet to come. Who knows? There's always been surprises. I'm sure this year will be no different. Make sure you're plugged in, whether that's on the podcast side or the YouTube side. We're going to try to get some shorts out as well. Just keep watching, listening, doing what you do. Thank you for your support. Tell a friend. Jay and I will be back very, very soon. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you soon.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.